The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. And Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be in a little bit later today. She was entertaining last night at Wind River. And then last night, it was girls' night. So they spent the night, she and two of her girlfriends, out at Wind River. So she'll be coming and rolling in a little bit later this morning. So good morning, everybody. It is the last day of May 2019. It is 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. But Jared's here at the helm, and Jared, what's the weather look like?
Good morning. Sorry, thrown off by the cat.
I know.
It's currently 59 degrees.
Cat in a pink dress here.
Today we have a high of 90, a low of 67, with a slight chance of thunderstorms.
Wait a minute. A high of 90 today?
High of 90. We're getting up there. It's officially summer. Wow. Tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms later on that night with a high of 94, a low of 67. On Sunday we have a 30% chance of showers with a high of 93, a low of 66. And on Monday it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 95 and a low of 67.
Wow. So it's going to be a big weekend. It's going to be, looks like, pretty cool here. Got some rain last night. The 45s won their game too, right?
They did.
And when I was listening to it, they just scored again. Two leadoff triples, or a leadoff triple, and then a triple right behind him, and then a flyout. So they had, I think they scored what, twice, at least twice in the inning that I was listening to. So, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, hey, if it's Friday, if it's 7-ish, I got Amy.
Good morning. Hello, Amy. I'm having so much fun right now.
You have got a little kitty named Tequila. I just named it Tequila. And why?
Because she took her dress off.
Okay, she took her dress off. And you know what? You got to call a little kitty that takes his dress off Tequila.
Tequila. So this is actually Lydia. Oh. I know. Now I have to change her name to Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Lydia is about 2 months old. She and her siblings came into the shelter as strays about a month ago. And they are now big enough to be adopted. So they are in our adoption center. This Lydia and her sisters, it was all girls in that litter. And they all are named after characters from Pride and Prejudice, I believe. Something of that sort.
Because we're all sisters. And, yeah.
Yeah. So she is available for adoption. She is super playful right now. I'm teasing her with my hair tie, and she's having the time of her life. So, actually, I think I'm just frustrating her at this point, but it's fun.
You know, Lydia is a cute cat. I'm trying to. What kind of cat is this? Would you
so
say?
She's a domestic medium hair, so she's not really short, not really that long. So we just call that a medium.
Okay.
And she is a dilute calico, which means instead of the dark calico colors, it's more diluted. So it'll be a gray.
It's a light colored cat with white socks. And a white nose.
Yes,
and
so she's gray, white, and apricot.
She's very active.
Yes, very fun. She's very social.
She's getting ready to knock your glasses off.
Yep, she's going to play with those for a minute. When you know, we open the condos and the Mac when we're cleaning in our adoption center, she, like, tries to jump out and sit on your shoulder while you're cleaning the kennel. Like, she just really is very people-oriented, so she's really sweet.
She's not afraid of anything except if she bites through that cable.
I won't
that wire.
Her. I'm a professional. I feel like you're doubting me.
No, but I've seen you at times where the animal is pulling you around the room.
Well, that's when I have Tequila. No.
Hey, I have to talk about something here. We were talking about earlier. There was a lawsuit on United Airlines where people, you know how they bring in their dogs everywhere, their service dogs.
Yes.
Well, I saw this guy was attacked by a service dog, you know, and I thought, well, how. And the service dog was sitting on the lap of its owner and then sitting in the middle seat and attacked a guy when he opened up the shades.
Yeah.
He opened up the shades, the dog tacked. I thought, well, how bad can that be? And I was thinking of a service dog sitting on the lap of somebody about the size of Tequila here.
Yeah.
It was a dog that was so large that it took up all of the guy's lap and was in the sides of the other ones. I think it must have been like a 60 or 70-pound dog. Dog took a dislike for the neighbor, attacked him, bit him in the face, and they got him off the guy, and they're trying to get the dog away, and the dog breaks loose and attacks him again. This guy's face was chewed.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real service dog.
Well, no, that's what United is now saying. I think you're going to see every one of the airlines are going to say, you've got to show proof that this animal is a service animal and that it has been trained, so that, not to attack, so to be on aircraft.
Right. So there's a really huge misconception between an emotional service animal or an emotional support animal than an actual trained service dog. A service dog is a dog that's trained to do a specific set of tasks to help somebody with a disability, whatever that may be. An emotional support dog provides emotional support, but they don't have to be trained, which is why they're not allowed in public like service dogs are. So they can't go to the mall with you. They can't go wherever with you. So a lot of people think, well, I'll just get certified emotional support, but it's not the same thing. So it's definitely something, to think about. And, make sure that the real service dogs, the people that really need them are the ones not having to suffer. I want to mention we are still doing Stuff the Bus. So this little kitty's adoption fee and everybody else in the shelter right now is only $25.
If you bring
in a bag of I don't know why.
It's not.
Non-perishable.
Non-perishable foods. That's right.
Not unperishable. That's not a word.
No, but that's okay. But we know what you mean. Non-perishable foods.
Food items.
And check the dates on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just kind of say, okay, I can do this. You kind of empty your pantry. Some people have had stuff for a while.
Right. Yeah. So. Obviously, try not to put anything in that's been expired in there that can't be used.
I have lots of cans of clam chowder because Linda, for some reason, keeps going out and buying clam chowder and none of us eats it. I'm not sure why. So the packaging is really good.
So, yeah, if you drop off. And also,
this cat is an adorable little kitten.
She's so fun right now.
She is. And she's dressed in a little. Does she get to keep the pink dress?
I guess, yes.
If
it's really not for her. It's for a dog. But
it's for a dog? Well, I tell you what. And so you go in and you ask for tequila. And then if that doesn't work, say Lydia. So, okay. Well, July. In July, we've got the big golf tournament.
Yes,
so
Putt for Paws.
Don't forget,
you can register for some. You can do a single. Do it now. Uh-huh. Our shelter's really full, so we're at capacity at the moment.
What happened?
For dogs, and it's just a lot of them coming in, and it's just not a lot of them going out fast enough. So if you're really, if you have been thinking, that you would like to add a member to your family, now's the time to adopt. So if you really, want to, not only that, is it a discounted price at the moment. We have a really wide variety of animals right now, so definitely something you could think about and come see us at Haven. If you can't adopt but you still want to donate to Stuff the Bus, we are a drop-off center anyway, so if you just want to come in and drop off some food, you can also do that.
Okay, so Haven Humane. This is just an adorable cat. Jared is over there saying if I didn't have a big dog, I would take this cat.
I'm admittedly not a ginormous cat person. I love all animals, but I'm more of a dog person than a cat. I am having the time of my life right now.
I know.
She's
okay.
Being so fun. I would play with her for hours.
I would take this cat home, except she'd be ruling the house in a day.
Exactly.
And be chasing elk killer around.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, she would be. She would be chasing elk killer around. Okay. All right, everybody. Haven Humane, this is a good chance to go pick up a great animal, and also they're filled. So it's time to go come down there and say, hey, you know what, this is the time of the year to get myself a really cool animal to be with.
Yeah. All so right. Come see us.
Thanks, Amy.
Have a good weekend.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, but first I need to tell you all about Sleep Number. That's right, Sleep Number. The hours I've been working lately have been really strange, but the one thing that's consistent in my life is my Sleep Number bed. And when I finally get there, I set my Sleep Number setting for 60. Linda sets her Sleep Number setting for 40. And boom, we are in and out. In the bed, out of consciousness, into sleep. And Sleep Number has got some really, really great deals going on right now. There's never been a better time, in fact, to save. The new Queen 360 Smart Bed starts at only $999. Of course, the Smart Beds are ones that adjust to your to you as you move at night. And then you can save $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed that has temperature balancing comfort, which means is that you can you can sleep cooler during the summer than everybody else because you can do that on your Sleep Number bed. I mean, is that great? In fact, I'm going down there to check and see how they do that. So we don't have to have the air conditioner cranked so much. But you're only going to find Sleep Number in a Sleep Number store. Head on down there to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in and say, Carl and Linda sent you. We have many friends that have bought this. Bob and Brenda, as you know, have retired to Oregon. And one of the first things they did was what? They bought a Sleep Number bed. They're very, very happy with it. And in fact, I think we've seen Bob and Brenda for the last time for a long time. They've finished up their move. And in the process, I think they've sold their house. So I think that Bob and Brenda will look fondly at renting, but not come in this direction for a long time. Sleep Number, head on Target Shopping Center, go on down and figure out how much is a good night's sleep worth. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It is about 62 degrees out there. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North 8 Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatments. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river. Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio Studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It is 63 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. There won't be any rain today, according to Jared. Or did you say there's a chance again of thunderstorms?
We have a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight.
Okay. Well, you know, last night, we got Chatty with Maddie here today with us. And we're going to, this is going to be an interesting segment because, and we're going to tell you why, but there's not going to be any listening here. So maybe a chance of thunderstorms. Rest of the weekend's going to be hot. And it's summer. It looks like you're right, Jared. Summer is here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. The emergency room where you can get in and be seen in 30 minutes. That's a huge thing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. This is their guarantee to you. They have a number of other ways they help people over there. Their cardiology clinic is in one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Madison Cox, who does Chatty with Maddie, and it's going to be different today because the question was,
following the statement that Mueller gave, I believe, on Wednesday, do people think that Trump should be impeached? Because I know we've been throwing this word around a lot, impeachment, mm-hmm. indictment. So I just ask people, what do you think? Yes or no, easy yes or no question, right?
It wasn't that easy, was it?
Yeah, and it's funny because I was speaking to you earlier. You know, sometimes when I talk to people about Trump, there's a reluctance from my audience to give me a soundbite or a response. So they'll tell me their opinion, but they don't really want to be recorded, even though I tell them, oh, it's anonymous and all that stuff. But it's funny how things surrounding Trump or anything in his administration, a lot of people are more reluctant to give out responses. So
what did we come up with this?
Yeah.
This is a kind of a predominantly – first of all, where were you?
I went to the sundial before it started to thunder and lightning.
Okay.
So the first gentleman I talked to, he said no. He didn't really give me much of a reason why. He just said no. The next four or five people that I talked to all said yes. It was funny because they didn't even think about it. They just they raised their hand. Yep, he should be impeached. And then the remainder of the people that I talked to.
Did they even say why?
No. So it was funny because, you know, they just, yes, he needs to be impeached. And then the remainder of the people that I talked to were a maybe. So a lot of the people that said maybe said that they needed to investigate Trump further and that if there is appropriate reason or grounds for impeachment, then yes, he should be impeached. And the obstruction needs to be clearly defined. So a lot of people more in that maybe area.
It has
area.
To be clearly defined. Yeah. You know, and so, you know, I'm kind of like in this thing where I think, what were the ages of the people?
It was funny, now that you say it, all the ones that said yes were predominantly younger. Probably oldest one of the yes were 30, maybe mm-hmm. early 40s. A lot of the maybes were an older demographic.
They had, you know, like common sense. As opposed to hearing, you know, just, okay, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. Young people are dumb. I'm not saying that at all. It's interesting because I'm kind of in, I'm not really in a quandary about it. I kind of look at what Mueller came out and said, but when he made that statement on Wednesday, it really clouded the effort because what he said was that there wasn't, you know, we can't say he wasn't guilty, but there wasn't enough to say he was guilty.
Yeah, I pulled it up right here.
Oh, yeah. What'd you say?
So this is a quote from him. So it says, if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. And then later on in his statement, he said, we did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. So it was very wishy-washy, and it did muddy the water, and I felt confused after listening to it.
And you've read the report, and you've been following this, as have many of us. And the thing about this is it does, because now we have 18 months left before the next election, and what I fear for our country is you've got all these people, and you've got 20 people running for the Democratic nomination for president.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden is keeping a low profile, and when he doesn't say anything or show up anywhere and pat the 10-year-old girl on the head, his numbers go up.
Yeah.
So they're going to probably keep him in seclusion for, 6 months. The thing about it, though, is they're all beating the drum now mm-hmm. for impeachment based on what Mueller said. But Mueller said what he said was there wasn't enough evidence to say he did do something. He said it's not up to us as the general counsel or special counsel to prosecute. Mm-hmm. We're to give it to people. But I would have thought if it was a clear evidence of obstruction, mm-hmm. then they would have said that.
Yeah.
But they said there was clear evidence there was Russian that Russians interfered with our election, but it wasn't through the Trump team.
Yeah.
So I mean that was clear.
Yeah.
And when that came out, that kind of things start dropping down,
mm-hmm.
and then now with this statement, Mueller did the country no favors with this one.
Well, and for him too, it kind of seemed like a mic drop. He just wanted to get out of there. He's done. He's been doing this for 2 years, and he's just trying to hand it over to Congress, I think, at this point.
He's retiring. He's going back into private business, and there are companies right now. There are firms out there vying to have this man
mm-hmm.
come and be on their team. I mean, he's going to walk away from this. Well, you might say, hale and hearty.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? What do you think, Maddie? You are in your 20s.
Uh-huh.
You're a college graduate. You have an old soul,
mm-hmm.
as people have told you probably since you were 10.
Yeah.
so what do you think about this?
So immediately when I first listened to the report that he gave on Wednesday, I was like, well, no, Trump doesn't – he shouldn't be impeached because he hasn't clearly done anything wrong. Like I said, if they would have been able to had sufficient evidence to prove that he did something wrong, then, yes, there could be grounds for impeachment. But since they weren't able to find anything, no. As much as I don't want the investigation to continue because it's taken so much time and, this is taking
effort.
Yeah, this is taking away from legislation that could be
bipartisanship in the sense of infrastructure.
Yeah.
We still got a big problem down there. We have an emergency down on the border.
Yeah.
We have just so many things going on. Trade
China,
and China and, what's going on in the South China Sea, what's going on in Afghanistan still. We just lost a young soldier from Orlin
mm-hmm.
yesterday there.
That's crazy. But yeah, so.
But we need to
figure it out. And the thing is, even if nobody wants their president to go down, because that's mm-hmm. our leader, that's our commander in chief.
People should want our president to do really well.
Yeah, So as much as I don't want the investigation to continue, if that's what it's going to take for people to finally have an answer, a clear answer, and even if we can investigate into, how did this whole thing with Russia start? Who else was involved, especially like in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, a lot of our stuff is corrupt, So it'd be good to weed out those people.
It's interesting. I would love to, I think they've done a good job on finding out how Russia did it.
Mm-hmm.
They came in. But it appears that they didn't spend a lot of money, but they did get in on the social media.
Yeah.
And start passing things around. They did. It looks like they got into the Democratic National Committee's emails and published the things that, about how Bernie was, it was a setup job. Bernie never had a chance and all that. I mean, that was nasty. And yet, people seem to be passing that over, and there's other things. But I think that this is going to do for the next 18 months is just keep this thing going.
Mm-hmm.
It's a distraction from getting the work done of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the last impeachment we had, probably you don't remember this, but it was Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But Clinton had lied under oath. He admitted he lied under oath.
Yeah.
He got caught.
Yeah.
He got caught lying to the American people and under oath about what had happened. So that's why he was impeached. Of course, when it went to the Senate, the chance of him ever being found for to be removed from office were nil. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with this one.
Yeah.
This will this will get to the Senate. They won't even get close to a 2/3.
Yeah.
Because it takes 2/3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
So.
Great job there, kiddo.
Yeah, it was fun.
You drive safe today.
Oh, I will.
Madison Cox, everybody. She is also doing the color play-by-play. Well, she's not doing play-by-play. She's doing the color on our Colt 45 games.
Yeah.
And if you are a baseball announcer and you're interested in coming out and announcing Colt 45's baseball, and it's a paid gig, give me a call at 605-4567 and come in and talk to me, because I'm trying to build up my team here of announcers so that we can have a continuous run all the way through the season here. So,
and they have a lot of games, too.
So. And they have them, like, all in a row. And, it's like, people have lives.
Uh-huh.
You and Joe both have a job, so you run down after your job. Uh-huh. You come in there and work.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Maddie, you do a great job, and it's such a pleasure having you with us here. And so thanks very much on this. I really like listening to your viewpoint on things.
Mm-hmm. I try not to be too hasty, so if ever I am too quick to jump to a conclusion, please check me on it.
Well, you know what? That's how I get my exercise. I run in circles and I jump to conclusions.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. We're going to be with the California Fish and Wildlife people here, and it's not just talking about that, but how do you volunteer for this? And it's a great gig for people who have time and like the outdoors. This is a great gig, and we'll be talking about that as soon as we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest firearms instruction company in California, and provides training in not just CCW, but also home defense, defense in the car, unarmed defense of you and your loved ones, everything that you can possibly imagine. But you can learn a lot more if you go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:31 in the morning, about 64 degrees out there. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to dan.painting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be in a little while. Singing last night at Wind River, and it was a great show. Everybody was, you know, the place was packed. And so everybody seemed to be having a good time out there dancing and such. You know, all the girls get out and dance when they're there. And you know, guys are sitting, kind of sitting. You know, some guys danced, but it seemed like everybody was having a great time. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, they're there to help. Give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. She'll come to your home. She'll work out a plan that works for you and your family, that is with people that have been trained very well. They've all had the background checks, the DMV checks, all of those. So you don't have to worry about that, and they will be somebody that fits in with your family. That's Home Helpers. Remember, there's no place like home. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. I'm here with Terry Barr and Creighton Smith, and they are volunteers for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. And Terry came in with Paul Barth Wednesday, one of those days. And so I put her right on the spot and said, well, you've got to come on the show because they are looking for volunteers. And we're going to, and you're saying volunteers for the Fish and Wildlife. What's that? Well, after I heard about the program, I kind of wish I had a little more time because I'd like to get into this. So, Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Get in there a little bit closer. Terry's got a soft voice, Jared. Okay, and good morning, Creighton.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, now, tell me a little bit about the volunteer program, Terry.
Well, we volunteer as much or as little as we like, actually 16 hours a month, and we do...
Or more.
We do... anything that's asked of us, whether it be in fisheries, wildlife, administration, enforcement, you know, stream beds, all sorts of things.
Now, some of the things we were talking about the other day, and I mean, you literally can work all over the state of California.
We can, but primarily
it's up here.
Yes.
And it's not a paid gig, but you're not money out of your pocket either. When they ask you to go someplace, I mean, they provide government vehicles.
Yes.
And so, like, sometimes people have had to go to Tahoe.
Yes.
And over there to do something with the fish and game or fish and wildlife. It's going to be hard for me, fish and wildlife. Now, when you say it could cover everything, so you know, people are thinking, gosh, am I going to be out in the woods all the time? Well, no. You could be in administration.
Yes. For those people who don't want to go out in the field and, you know, work, get dirty, or they're afraid of, you know, animals or anything, they can come inside and work. There's a lot of answering phone calls, working wildlife nuisance calls, data entry, you know, just all sorts of things. Administration, it's a great group of people to work with.
The volunteers are almost like a community service officer in our police, is the way I look at it, because this allows our officers to be out in the woods and in the hinterlands there. Is the way you explained it to me.
Yes.
What got you into this?
I
mean, you're a busy lady.
Well, actually, I saw it in the newspaper about 8 years ago, and it looked really interesting, so I applied. And went in for an interview and fell in love, just fell in love with the people that work at the department, the different projects they gave us. I love it.
Because there's a number of different projects, and we're going to talk about those, too, because these are really interesting. So, Creighton Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you're okay. You've got a you project there. Hey, how did you get involved with this?
Well, my interest goes way back, Carl. I'm a lifelong fisherman, started hunting at a young age, so I always had appreciation. And then when I was in college, I actually was a seasonal aide with the Fish and Game down at the Marine Resources Branch that they had in Menlo Park, California, which is near where I grew up. And at that time, this was 1968, we were studying DDT.
Which you recall. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a great job to help the biologists and everything collect marine life and get back into the lab and analyze it and everything. I wound up going to Humboldt State, getting a degree in wildlife and fisheries, and then wound up doing a lot of work in the pollution field, which kind of opened up at the time I graduated in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. The Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act kind of got me involved in that. And when it came time to retire, I loved the North Country. I loved the fishing. Like I said, I just loved the fly fish. So about 10 years ago, my wife and I retired up here, and a good friend of that I got to know up here, Alan Craig, was saying, hey, you know, you have a background in this fisheries and everything. They could really use you at the Fish and Game, and we're going to have an academy for new people coming up. So I kind of got involved, you know. I mean, I've always had a real love and a feeling for wildlife. Mm-hmm. And actually, probably most of the people in our group are not particularly hunters and fishermen, but they have a deep appreciation for the value of having those things, you know. They value wildlife. They value clean water and streams and everything. And they've been a wonderful group, like you were saying. They take the a lot of the routine work off the wardens and the biologists, yeah, so they can concentrate on the difficult stuff. And we kind of do their errands. And it's just a wonderful group to work with.
And these errands are really, really – when you say errands, you know, that to me it kind of connotates, oh, here, do this. But, no, it's a lot more. When you say errands, to me – it's things when Terry was talking about, and I'm like, you did that? But let me, first of all, thank you, Creighton,
yep,
because you also work with Healing Waters.
That's right. I love those guys.
And, you know, of course, Healing Waters is it's a kind of a group for veterans, mm-hmm, that have been disabled, or and that this is – it teaches them fly fishing. It gives them opportunities that are just unbelievable in this country, in this area, because they get to fish everywhere for a – you know, some places want to charge you $100 a day. We never pay $100 a day. And then you were in there helping people build fly rods.
Yeah, I've been building rods for a long time, and I get a lot of reward of working with those guys. They gave the ultimate sacrifice, and personally I didn't have to go, but I really value trying to help them. If they can get out on the stream for an hour and forget about the PTSD or whatever else is bothering them, you know.
Sometimes it's physical things. We have double amputees. We have that are involved in this. Yeah. And the only thing I can tell you is that I still have my rod and it's not quite finished, Creighton. So maybe I can get a special.
Anytime.
Maybe you and I can have a special day together to
give
finish
a call
this up, because
yeah,
you know, I mean, when I get into the lacing of the
right,
of the thread, I mean, I've got it somehow got my finger attached to it.
Yeah.
By the time it's over.
You know, another one of our volunteers, Ken Martinez, you mm-hmm probably know him,
yeah,
from Healing Waters. Well, Ken, yeah, Ken's a big volunteer. He mm-hmm he steps up often whenever anybody needs somebody to help out. He's a wonderful guy.
Well, you know what? That's but this is the kind of people we have here. And, you know, Terry, you said how you got to – you said something about a – you go through a class, or was that something else? Was you go through like a, you know, like a training?
We do. Yeah. We have an academy. It runs this year, August 5th through the 9th. That's why we're looking for volunteers right now, so we can interview them, you know, tell them what's expected of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it is – we have different speakers come in. We take a lot of tests, FEMA tests. We take
we have to have
Hunter's Ed.
Do you get a background investigation, or do they
yes
do that?
They do. We have life scan.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
They do that to make sure that you're somebody that is not got 12 felonies.
For poaching.
Yeah. We got this guy. Yeah, he's a volunteer. Yeah, he's been arrested 6 times for poaching. That's not a good idea.
Right.
So. Well, it sounds like, okay, so you go through this. So you're not just walking out there cold. Yeah. And I didn't know that. I didn't know about the academy. So that sounds interesting, too. Yeah. And it's 4 days, 5 days then, right?
8 hours a day.
8 hours a day.
Yes.
Okay. And that happens August 5th, August 9th?
Yes.
Great. I know we're going to take a quick break here. And we come back, I want to talk about this, getting more specific about the things you do, because when we talk about administrative, that's one thing. That's working in the office, and you can understand that. You're answering phones. You're taking that admin load off of the officers. And if it wasn't for volunteers because of the budget of Fish and Wildlife, these guys, the wardens themselves would be in here. So we're going to talk more about the other things that you all do, which are a real hoot. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that's been here in Reading for over 25 years. They can work on any type of heating and cooling system. Martin and Pam send their people out to advance training. Alliance Heating and Air can offer warranties and guarantees. They have been voted best in the North State, and they are the only ones that touch our HVAC systems. Trust me. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Terry Barr and Creighton Smith. They are both volunteers with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd. Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. All starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's pancake breakfast. $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, the Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Up in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, it's a local bank and it's highly professional, but it's run by your neighbors and friends, community oriented. Visit Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Terry Barr and Creighton Smith, both volunteers for the California Fish and Wildlife Commission or agency. And Terry, you know, we're talking about, you know, people can do admin, but there's a lot of outdoor stuff to do.
Yes.
And you were telling me stuff yesterday that you did that was just, you know, because here's Terry. She's about 5'5 and very, very sophisticated. You know, and Creighton, you know, he's been out in the outdoors. But, you know, but you were telling me things like things that you all do, like during a bear harvest. Because when you kill a bear, the Fish and Wildlife need to know about it and they need certain things.
So what we do is when the hunters come in with their bear, we have to pull a tooth. So we pull one of the eye teeth and pull it out, and then we send it to, I think it's Montana,
mm-hmm.
and they, by checking that tooth, they could figure out everything about the bear.
Goodyear's, it's like a tree, you explained to me. It's mm-hmm. like a tree ring that tells you that, you know, Goodyear's it was eating, slow years, and talk about what it's eating and all these things. These are really important. It's information that then comes back to the hunters.
Yes.
And, you know, of course, and to the biologist, too. Yeah. So that sounded – and so what, you get to a spot, and you're good at this.
I am now because I've done so many and I love it. And that's actually one of the things I really wanted to do, which is why I signed up. I thought, oh, gosh, that sounds like great fun. I want to pull a bear's tooth. So now I've pulled a ton.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've seen you in long dresses at balls and things like that. And then and now I'm picturing you as, I mean, really, you know, there's hand on the head, grab the eye tooth, pull that thing out, and you know, and you've got it from there. But, Creighton, y'all also do a lot of things. After these fires, there's been a lot of wildlife that it impacted on. There's a lot of during the year, like baby bears and things. So what happens? What do the volunteers do with this?
Well, for a long time, we were working quite a bit on helping the people in the office actually take emergency calls and responding to those regarding wildlife and so forth. And this may be, you know, anywhere from I've got raccoon problems or skunks and to deer, bear, mm-hmm. occasionally a mountain lion. I had several in my neighborhood.
We're getting mountain lions around here.
And they will follow the deer herds, and unfortunately, over the years, their numbers have grown, and they're getting a little bolder. And so we definitely watch those very carefully, and we want people to always report it to us. Because, like I said, I live up on Quartz Hill and had several in my neighborhood.
Several, and we're talking about mountain lions.
Right.
Here.
And then occasionally, you know, one will be hit by a car or something, and it'll be our job to pick up that cat, take it down to Sacramento, have it analyzed to see what its health was, what might have contributed to mm-hmm. it. Or, again, it's kind of getting a biological assessment of how that cat's doing. I've been involved a lot with the staff, too, and the wildlife on bear incidents. About 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, we started having a lot of bear intrusion. Now, bear will always come in if there's something that it wants, and that's generally food. I had neighbors tell me, I think they know our trash day. I said, I know they know our trash day because they can smell that it's Thursday.
Yeah, well, you know what? You got to think about it. Here's come the bears, and they're smelling on Mondays that there's a smorgasbord out here, and why not use it? And, you know, so you go out there and you think, somebody's been in my garbage here, and then it's a bear.
Yeah, so a lot of our job can be just working with residents, informing them what they can do so that the wildlife and the people get along together. You know, we're...
Yeah. How do we coexist?
Exactly. How best to coexist. And, you know, they have to do what they can to keep their garbage secure, put mm-hmm. it out late, or they've got a fruit tree, things like that. And so a lot of it's just education, you know, and working with the people. We're kind of blessed to have all the wildlife around
here.
We are. But there is limits, and I think the fish and game takes a very rational, responsive view that if we got a bear stuck up in a tree downtown, yeah, we'll come up and euthanize it and put him back where he belongs. On the other hand...
You mean knock him out, not euthanize
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because... yeah, we'll do that. Yeah. Okay, let's get the second great chance out here while we kill it.
Right.
Yeah, so, I understand.
Yeah.
Now... So, Terry, you told me, too, is that you've gone up and you work with campers, too, because there's so many people out in the woods now, and there's bears out there.
Yeah, it's called Bear Aware. Typically, the Rancho Volunteers, Rancho Cordova in Sacramento, outside Sacramento, they have a huge problem in Tahoe. So we worked around that, and that was just big because people just don't understand that feeding the wildlife is a terrible thing. I mean,
it is. It teaches them, one, not to be afraid of people.
Yes.
And then they lose the respect of that.
Right.
Then they're a lot bigger.
And then they depend on it.
Yes.
And when they can't, they depend on it, and then if we're not there.
And you explained to me is that campers will go out there, and they have no idea that they should be moving their food away from where they're sleeping mm-hmm. or putting it up in a tree or how to store it so that you don't, you're not luring them in there. I mean, it's almost like you're luring the bear in, and then there's an incident, and the bear doesn't know why. And you don't know why, because you're not smart enough, and nobody's taught you. You're ignorant of the facts. Not that you're dumb, but you're ignorant of the facts.
We have the same problem here with people that want to feed deer, mm-hmm. because once you habitually feed a deer, it becomes a pattern.
And nature is
naturally chaotic, and mm-hmm. that's why a mountain lion has to hunt up a deer. But if you are feeding those deer, and they're coming in repeatedly, sooner or later, a cat will find out about that, especially if we're on the margins up against the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have troubles because the deer are naturally wild. I have a lot of deer in my area, but they don't come through on the same day, the same paths,
Yeah.
But that's a big problem
when you train them to do that.
Yep.
Now, I just want everybody to know, I mean, there's a thing, when you're not out money when you're here, because we talk about traveling, like you will take baby bears to other areas or you'll be taking specimens. I'd say specimens, maybe one that's been, like you said, a mountain lion that's been killed or something else, and you take them down to Davis or Sacramento. The fish and game gives you a car.
Yes, they do. They
provide you a car.
Yes, they provide us a vehicle.
Or vehicle.
Gas. They purchase our uniforms. We are out. No money.
And then if you have to do an overnighter, which you've done before.
Yes.
That, you just bring back your receipts and you're reimbursed.
Yes.
So you're not out money for this. And if you like the outdoors and you feel like getting out, this is, I think this is just a great, great volunteer type of organization. And if you don't want to do that, say, I'm past that, then you can still be associated.
You can, many ways, yes.
Yeah. We do a lot of work in the fisheries, too. We work with the hatcheries, raising up salmon, steelhead, trout, planting them, doing various projects like that, and fishing's a real part of this area's economy. You add it up, it really is something. And so, helping out the hatcheries with their programs is really important to keeping the
fly shop
the kids. We do the fishing for the kids weekends where they can come in and with their little pole catch a 5-pound trout. That's pretty cool.
Free fishing.
I know. You and I always hope to someday
catch. My eyes are closed right now. My head is down on the table. Here's the thing is, we just got like a minute left. So how do people get into this? How do they volunteer? You're going to be hearing some PSAs on this next couple of weeks because we want to try and sign people up, before that August 5th class. I promise you, if I had the time, this is something I would get into because I just think it gives you an advantage of going out there. You can I'm very, very aware of the tooth to tail type concept. It needs a lot of people to keep that Marine on the front lines. It's the same thing here. We don't have a lot of wardens, and if they're doing if they're going back and forth, again, I use this as a community service officer. You're like the community service officer for the police. You're handling all those things that lets the police stay back on patrol. So, how do we get a hold of people?
So, you can go on the website, which is
California
Department of Fish and
Game.
Yes, Fish and Wildlife. Yes, Fish and Wildlife. And you can navigate through the website, or you can call 225-2300. And there will be a volunteer at the office from 8 to 5 p.m. from June 3rd through June 14th.
Which is Monday.
Monday through Friday, so for two straight weeks.
Make sure we get that number down because we have to run now. But we're going to put it on Facebook and all this. So we want to try and have you all back later on, too, as this goes on. This is too important, really, to get out of here. So Terry Barr and Creighton Smith, thank you so much for being with us. Hey, we'll be right back. We're talking to Speak Up Shasta, who are opposing the Wind River move.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Roiling the stock market this morning with Wall Street's key averages down sharply. President Trump is threatening to impose 5% tariffs on Mexican imports, effective a week from Monday, unless Mexico does more to stem the tide of illegal immigrants moving north toward the U.S. Vice President Pence says Mexico can do more.
They have to enter into a greater level of cooperation with the United States. The Safe Third Country Agreement could be completed in a short period of time with Mexico. But we also need them to do more to secure their southern border and to enforce their laws.
Meantime, the crisis on the southern border continues to intensify.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it was the largest group of migrants ever encountered. More than 1,000 migrants crossed the border near El Paso, Texas, early Wednesday. Authorities say 934 people came in as families, 63 were unaccompanied children, and there were 39 single adults. Instances of large groups of migrants crossing into the United States have spiked since President Donald Trump took office. Since October, the Border Patrol has encountered groups of more than 100 people on 180 occasions. There were only 13 such encounters in the previous 12-month period and two the year before. I'm Mike Grossia.
Flooding along the Mississippi and Arkansas rivers and failure of levees meant to hold back the high water is forcing people to flee their homes. Floodwater is poised to break long-standing records. Mum's the word from North Korea regarding unconfirmed reports that dictator Kim Jong-un has executed his senior envoy to the failed nuclear talks with the U.S. South Korean newspaper reports that several other high-ranking North Korean officials have also been put to death. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 267 points, the Nasdaq off 76, the S&P 28 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 877-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Court documents suggest it was a longtime GOP strategist who convinced the Trump administration to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide if the 2020 census will include a question on U.S. citizenship. But opponents are citing new evidence a longtime GOP expert on gerrymandering played a major role in orchestrating the inclusion of the controversial question to give an electoral edge to white Republican voters. They say documents belonging to the late Thomas Hofeller reveal the administration's goal was to dilute the voting power of minority communities. Lawyers for the ACLU and other groups are alleging two government officials gave false testimony about the Justice Department's role in adding that citizenship question. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Dow is down 244 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Navy's newly revived Second Fleet now has enough staff to command ships in the increasingly competitive waters of the Arctic region.
The Navy's announcement follows statements by the Trump administration this month that the U.S. won't stand for aggressive moves in the region by Russia and China. The Arctic is rapidly opening up to commerce. The 2nd Fleet was reestablished last year and is based in Norfolk, Virginia. The command oversees American warships as they deploy between the U.S. East Coast and the Barents Sea off the coasts of Norway and Russia. Fleet Commander Vice Admiral Andrew Lewis says the fleet's role is critically important as Arctic shipping traffic continues to grow. Keith Peters, Washington.
It has been 5 years since voters in Oregon said yes to the legalization of recreational marijuana in the state, and now it seems that Oregon is awash in pot, so much so that state lawmakers are now moving to curb production of marijuana. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. You know what? For 8:05 in the morning, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
You want me to fill in those blanks?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that was me. That was not your. That was not your radio.
Are you sure that wasn't your? Let's see. Your fish oil.
No.
I'm laughing. It's Friday morning, folks. We're going to have a good time. I just drove in.
You know what? I
in.
Said you were going to be here. But
I did. No.
I was not holding my breath, though.
I know, because well, you know how I feel about when I say I'm going to do something.
You do it.
We have callers on the line, but I've got to tell you a story about what you've done. Share with our listeners and get a call in, you know, after a couple guests. Like, how far did you go when you say you were going to do something and you were just bound to determine you were going to arrive or be there? It could be a Christmas story. It could be, I don't know what it was. It could be the bad date, you know, whatever your story is. But I really want to hear the tale of what you did to get there, because I've got a really good one. It wasn't last night. I was here on time. But anyway, let me give you the weather update really fast. Sunny and then a chance of showers. Thunderstorms, actually. God, listen to it last night, downpour. With a high of 90 and a low of 67. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 94 and a low of 67. Sunday calls for a high of 93 and a low of 66. And then as we go through Monday and Tuesday, okay, we go, all of us, like, sunny and then showers. Tuesday, hot. This is what I'm seeing from my little box, folks. Hot is the word. Underneath, 98. So enjoy this week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they get senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And now, oh, man, the woman who knows how to place your investments, watches the stocks, and she's our Wells Fargo advisor. And good morning, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are firmly lower this morning as recent trade developments continue to weigh on investor sentiment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 250 points at 24,917. The S&P 500 is losing 25 points at 2,763, and the Nasdaq Composite is off 72 points at 7,495. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, NIO Inc. is down 12 cents, trading at 312. Bank of America off 48 cents, trading at 26.68, and Ford down 28 cents at $9.47. For local stocks of interest, Costco down $4.19, trading at $237.31. Walmart down $1.45 at $100.74 per share. PG&E off 43 cents. At 17.35. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is off 6 basis points to 2.16%. And for commodities, gold is up $15.20 an ounce at 1,305. Silver positive 13 cents at 14.73 per ounce. And crude oil is down $1.39 at $55 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, I'm getting emails, and people said, they said, I so much enjoy Susan Eastman, her enthusiasm and what she says. How come I don't hear her every day?
Every day?
I said, well, she's not supposed to be on every day.
I know, we've got a new schedule. I'm happy every day.
Yeah, I know.
Even though the market's red, it motivates me to find opportunities.
Well, I tell you what, you've got your own little fan club out there, so...
Well,
keep it
good.
Up.
And you know what? I was thinking about what you were talking about, Linda, at the beginning of something you finished. And I thought of 1985. I hiked the Grand Canyon in July. Now that was some hot. What was I thinking?
Because
but
you,
I finished it.
Well, because it was, you had a dream. You did it. You said you were going to do it. And that's what I'm talking about follow through. You said you were going to do it. And by God, you didn't care what month and how hot it was. You were going to do it.
That's right. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Again, she's our Wells Fargo advisor out there on Park Marina Circle.
Hey, I want to do a big shout out. I'd like to probably get Paris back in here. Paris DeNuca is an 11th grader over at UPrep. And, of course, we know his parents very well. You know, Apais and Pramila DeNuca, both of them prominent physicians in our town. And Paris was on here talking about this, the science bowl he was in, and what he was inventing was a way to keep people from using too many of the opiates at one time. But Paris, when he was talking to me, I kind of get the feeling he was like he was dumbing it down a level to talk to me. He's 11th grader, right? Well,
I
understand now is because Paris – answered, he had a perfect score on the ACT.
Oh, my God.
A perfect score. Out of 118,000-plus California high school graduates, of the test takers, a total of 619 earned a perfect score. He was one of them.
You're seeing a lot more perfect scores on the SAT.
This is
and
ACT.
ACT. What did I say? SAT?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But that doesn't surprise me. He's also captain of his tennis team. He's just a cool dude. Like,
yeah.
You don't feel when he was in here, he was just laid back like, yeah, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So somehow he got that, you know, he got that hang vibe.
Well, you know what? Their whole family is ones of achieve and achieve and achieve.
Yes.
Sisters, medical school, one's in the other. Okay. Hey, as you know, we took the question of the Reading Rancheria moving their casino and event center to I-5 has led to some consternation and people kind of taking sides on this. And we've had Gary Hayward on talking about it. We've had a couple others. And now we have Speak Up Shasta on the line. And good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry because your name did not make it in from the other room into this one.
Rob, it's Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Rob,
okay.
It's right there.
It is Rob.
Oh, it is
it's
Rob.
It's behind
oh.
my jean jacket. Sorry.
Okay, Linda covered your
it's
name
It's written up there. Good morning, Rob.
How you doing?
Hi. Yeah, I'm good. Good morning to you both. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us about Speak Up Shasta. Is that correct?
Yeah, Speak Up Shasta, and listeners can go to speakupshasta.org and see everything about us. So we're a coalition, and we came together about a year ago, and we opposed the move of the casino to the site you're talking about near I-5.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, everybody should be clear that the Reading Rancheria submitted a few different kinds of plans to expand their casino. One is to, you know, expand it where it is. There's a few other options, but the one that, you know, I think is the most controversial and the one they would prefer is to move to what a lot of people call Strawberry Fields, right there at I-5 and Bonnie View. And so Speak Up Shasta opposes that. And we're a pretty diverse group of people. We have been kind of gathering people, you know, both online, and going door to door in the neighborhood. And, maybe people have seen us outside of Walmart over the last year or so, but we've gathered 5,000 petitions that say, you know, really, really pretty simply that, people oppose the project moving to that site. And people oppose it for a variety of reasons. We could kind of drill into a few of them, but, you know, broadly speaking, people don't want it on that plot of land. There's sensitivities to wildlife. There's certainly sensitivities to kind of the aesthetic and the kind of rural feel, of that part of the community. And a host of other concerns, traffic, flood issues and so forth, impacts to our businesses. So, again, 5,000, Shasta County residents, most of them in Reading that opposed the project, and that's who I represent.
Hey, Rob, okay, who gathered the signatures? Your group?
Yeah, our group, volunteers, people come to our website, you know, we have a Facebook page and people go there. And, you know, it's not like a petition, like a ballot measure petition. It's not like a formal thing like that. It's mm-hmm. people that sign a form that say I oppose the project, and you know people can go online and see what those.
So they haven't been submitted like to say you know to vet them or anything. You know what I mean?
People put their address and everything, right? Uh-huh. So I mean, we're pretty confident that they're real signatures, but you know it doesn't have to be registered voters or anything like that.
Right. It's just 5,000 is a big number here. Rob, we're
going
to take.
So.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we can get into. I want to get into the specifics of why your group opposes Redding Rancheria move to I-5, if you don't mind.
Looking forward to it.
Great. Okay. And thank you so much for joining us today, too. It's 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been doing this for a quarter of a century. Jeff Wurst is one of the most accomplished professionals you're going to meet when it comes to taking care of your safety in that windshield. He's been to a number of different schools. He doesn't waste your time. He'll fix a little chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. You have an RV with that chip in it, and it's going to go big, and it's going to cost you money. Take it to Jeff. He can fix those RVs. He's not going to waste your time. If it looks like something he can't do, he's not going to do it, waste your money or time. He's going to tell you that because that's just the way he is. Jeff Wurst, get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. We'll be right back with Speak Up Shasta.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at RedingRancheria.com.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoRedding.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, and we are the flagship show of this station. We are Free Fire Radio, and love to always do shout out to our sponsors, because that common thing that keeps us going is that our sponsors show us love, so we show them love, which is Four Winds
Jewelry. And we want you to show them love.
2225 Hilltop Drive. It's all about shopping local and stay local. And I always surprise my friends, where'd you get that? And I say, I got it in Reading. And they're like, what? Well, you know, I just believe in shopping local and staying local. So Four Winds Jewelry, go in there for all your jewelry needs. You may want to get something fixed or a watch battery or, you know, you can even take in your grandmother's pearls and get a guesstimate of what they're worth and maybe even sell them to them. And it's just all the stuff that you would want to know from a jewelry store. Four Winds Jewelry. All right, so let's go to our guest this morning. Rob is here, and he is...
From Speak Up Shasta.
Okay, there you go.
And his organization is opposing the Reading Rancheria move to the I-5. So good morning. Welcome back, Rob.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, you talked about the number of signatures you have opposing this, but what is Speak Up Shasta's specific problems with the move?
Sure. And, you know, again, I'd like to preface by saying that, you know, we do this with full respect to the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Casino. You know, this is in no way to say that, you know, that they can't have a casino, anything against their rights. And we very much respect all the good work they do in the community, because they do a lot of good. That being said, you know, we oppose their proposal to move this casino. They have a successful operating casino in place. You know, they have an alternate plan to expand it if they so chose, in that place, or whatever kind of capacity issues or, whatever else they would like. You know, we don't oppose that. What we oppose is the move to Strawberry Fields. We oppose it because, you know, it would significantly and permanently alter our community. And we think that the report that's been put out by the federal government, and again, this is a decision that will be made by the Department of the Interior, the City of Reading, Shasta County. It's not like, you know, like a Costco or, Auto Mall or any other projects that have been kind of controversial in town where, you know, the city council is going to decide if it happens or not. They can weigh in, and they have done. But this is something the federal government will decide, and they put out a 5,000-page impact report just about a month ago. They gave the community just about a month to look at it. And, you know, that impact report covers a lot of these issues, and it raises some really some things that we concerns we share, but we also think it's pretty inadequate. I'll highlight a few of them. One is the traffic that the project would create. And there's a lot of uncertainty about what would have to be done to I-5, to the Bonnie View exit, to allow people to get into this casino. And that impact report says that it would generate over 13,000 car trips per day at that site. This is, you know, functionally, you know, next to a neighborhood. And the fact is that traffic report, as the city has pointed out in their comment letter to the government, The traffic report only looks at, I think, like on the weekends. It doesn't talk about rush hour. It's not like a really even probably full look at all the impacts there. So this is going to kind of snarl that part of the road and really kind of change the people that live there. Probably more significant. This is, it's open space and it's right on the river. So there are a lot of, there are environmental issues here. That stretch of the river is, listed federally as a critical habitat for salmon. And the salmon themselves are endangered, both state and federally. What is going to happen with this project, with, you know, the noise and the light and the runoff, you know, for those fish? And fishing is a really important part of our kind of tourism economy. We have people that are, you know, kind of the environmental persuasion, but also people that are sports fishermen and others that are really, really concerned about what's going to happen to the fish there. Bald eagles forage on this site and were observed by the government while they were looking at the site, developing their report. You know, that's the symbol of our nation, and there's not a ton of them left. That's an endangered species by the state. You know, kind of what's going to happen to them? What is the noise going to be like for this project? It's a little nebulous, but in the plans, they say that they want to build an outdoor amphitheater there. Now, the government's impact report says that, you know, this project isn't going to have significant noise impacts, but a concert venue is going to have really significant noise impacts, particularly for people that live near that project. And, you know, it's not really well spelled out under what kind of rules, you know, the amphitheater would operate, how much noise it's going to cause to the neighbors again, and then also how that is going to compete with other things in town, like the Civic Auditorium, which has kind of just gotten off, you know, back on its feet. This is going to be a real kind of direct competition to that, which touches on another issue. They talk about, you know, prospectively building not just a casino and a nine-story hotel there, but potentially like a retail mall on this site. How will that impact local businesses? Because if it's on tribal land, they're not going to be paying into local taxes. That creates competitive disadvantages for the businesses in town, as well as, you know, the potential for more store closures, more blight in Redding's downtown, you know, by this competition. And there's one, I don't think they named the business, but they in the impact report, it talks about how, you know, one business in town could see a 24% drop in business and revenue due to the competition here. So, you know, there's been talk about the way in which this project may bring jobs to the community. I mean, there could be a significant job cost, right, or you're basically moving them from one place to the other, again, without generating the kind of tax revenue that like a regular business would in town for the city, for the county, and for our schools. The site, you know, we'll kind of go back to Strawberry Fields, and I think I'm pretty sure probably everybody knows what we're talking about, but it's really kind of like the gateway to town. Again, it is open space, and what they're proposing is a project that would be unlike anything else permitted in Redding. And in fact, the city council submitted a pretty critical letter about a week ago. And again, they haven't taken an official position. I don't mean to misconstrue that, but they did submit a letter. I would call it like a letter of concerns and comments to the federal government. They talk about that this land, the Strawberry Fields, it's zoned for agriculture. And it is not anywhere in the city's general plan. It's not a primary or secondary growth designated area for the city. So nobody ever planned to develop this land is essentially what that's saying. And a lot of people, you know, certainly bought their homes around that, you know, not thinking that there was going to be a giant nine-story building there, whatever it was going to be. The city talked about how the nine-story hotel is substantially taller than any other existing approved or proposed building adjacent to I-5 in the city of Redding. Again, so it's something that is no one else is even considering anywhere in Redding. And if the city, you know, if this were a project that came before the city council, I don't even think it would have been considered. There's sort of graphic renderings of what the project might look like that appear to show.
Rob, when you say that, there's a nine-story building that the city of Redding would not approve. Is that what you said?
Yeah, and people can go look, and I want to be careful. I don't have the city's letter in front of me, but, you know, from memory, it basically says that the nine-story hotel is substantially taller than any other existing approved or proposed building adjacent to I-5 within mm-hmm. Redding, right? So you have essentially was a building that's way taller than the city would ever consider putting next to the freeway on land that is designated for agriculture and not in the city's general plan for growth.
When you say that, are you saying that the city of Redding would not approve a nine-story building if it was in downtown Redding?
I'm not a Redding city councilor. I can't speak to that. Yeah. But if you read their letter, it's pretty clear they find this project to be out of step with the aesthetics of the town and doesn't belong in this area.
Okay. Well, we'll get a copy of that letter, too. Because I can't imagine turning down a project just because it's nine stories. I mean, 90 feet, I understand that the main concern, however, is because it's on land that used to be agricultural land, right?
It's zoned for that. And if we're also kind of touching on what the land used to be, if anyone attended that public hearing, and there was some news coverage of it, there was a public hearing a couple weeks ago, maybe just last week.
I was there.
Were you there?
Oh, yeah. I listened to it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, there was, I'm Cap Bathis, maybe like 1,000 people there at the start, 600, 700 at least. Yeah, it's packed. It's beyond standing.
Yeah, toward the end, there wasn't a lot of people there. Once people got to say, they took off because it was getting late.
The night dragged on.
Yeah.
I think that hearing showed there was certainly like a balance of opinion in the room there. And I think what you heard pretty consistently is that people don't want this project at that site, right? And community members do not want it at that site. Again, our concerns, they kind of fall into a few buckets. The immediate impacts to the neighborhood, the impacts to wildlife, some of which is pretty central to our economy, the potential impacts, to our economy by this competition from a facility that's not subject to, kind of state local taxes the way, normal businesses would. This is beyond the casino. These are the shops, the amphitheater, and so forth. And, again, this just kind of sense that it doesn't belong on that site. We don't oppose them having a gaming facility, expanding that gaming facility if they would like where it is. We don't want it at Strawberry Field.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're here with Rob from the and I'm sorry, Rob, because I don't know your last name here because it didn't make it across.
Yeah, it's Kerinke.
Oh, Kerinke. Okay, Rob
Kerinke.
That's
hard to pronounce, so I usually just go by Rob.
Oh, okay, well, I just like to put your name out there, too, because I don't want to be rude to you. Kerinke. Okay, and it's 8:30 in the morning. We've got to take a break now. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold of veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 244-9478 for appointments. You will not be sorry. We'll be right back with Rob Kerinke from Speak Up Shasta. And I have a few questions, and there's some questions coming in through the chat room. So that I'm sure that was you that spoke up at the were you the person, Rob, that had the 5,000 signatures that made the statement at the other night? Rob? Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello? I can. Were you the one that had the 5,000 signatures?
It was.
Okay. All right. You're very articulate spokesman for Speak Up Shasta. We'll be right back after these messages.
Like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd. Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. All starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's Pancake Breakfast, $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
How
good
could
morning,
you not
everybody.
Love that bump music.
31st of May, last day of May, and it's 8:35 in the morning.
Hey, I'm going to give you a quick weather update again. Slightly sunny, then a slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of a 90 with our overnight 67. Thunderstorms again tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow, and on Saturday night, chance of thunderstorms once again with our lows of 67. It's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios, and Sunday calls for mostly sunny, and then chance of showers again with a high of 93, and then look for more thunderstorms on Sunday night with our lows of 66. Monday, sunny, mostly clear Monday night, and Tuesday, hot with a high of 98. Now, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They've been the sponsors of our weather for a long time. They're locally owned. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And, you know, we're in the midst of just launching our Colt 45 baseball games. So I'm going to be taking some callers while we're in the middle of this program. So we want you to get ready to take those calls, 605-4567.
Well, I think you're going to have to find 605-4565 this time because we've got all the lines backed up right now.
605-4565, which is our office number. You can get those, too. But what we're going to do is give away two sets of four. That'll give you entrance into the Colt 45 games.
And, anytime this season.
Anytime this season. Right. And it's such a blast. We want you to be there.
Okay, let's go back to Speak Up Shasta and Rob Krinke, who is very eloquently stating the case for Speak Up Shasta. But we have people calling and people making comments on the line. So can you hear me okay, Rob?
I can.
Okay, so Nick, good morning. Do you have a comment for Rob? Nick, you're on. Do you have a comment for Rob?
Yes, I wanted to clear up the nine-story building as far as Reading's concerned. Our tallest building is eight stories, I believe, and it's a police station. But Rod Rodriguez proposed 2 8-story towers up off of North Bocelli Lane, and the city nixed it because they would be an eyesore from the freeway and traffic concerns. And I would challenge you to find a nine-story building from Sacramento on up to Eugene, Oregon. That being said, last week I talked to you, and I said that the tribe, had it pretty good where they were as far as their benefits, and I stated that when an Indian child is born, a trust fund is started. Each month, $5,200 is stuck in that trust fund until they're 18. I should have pointed out that they continue to receive $5,200 their whole life because of that. My main thing is the crime that will be coming over on this side of town, and just this morning I talked to somebody that lives down by Wind River, and they told me they hope it moves so the crime will leave their neighborhood. And I'm concerned about the transients moving into the Green Belt right down there across from the river, Wind River. They're going to follow them over there. And the fire danger that it would blow right on up the river just like the car fire. And that's pretty much all I've got to say. I oppose this.
Okay, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Rob, you heard Nick there. Okay. So.
Yeah, and thanks, Nick. And just just quickly, I did dig up that letter. You know, to Nick's point about the nine-story hotel, I dug up the city's letter, and it says, you know, I'll read just quickly if you'll allow me. The proposed nine-story hotel is substantially taller than any other existing approved or proposed building adjacent to I-5 within Reading. The proposed hotel and the parking structure would substantially impede the visibility of the mountains, which are currently visible along the west side of I-5 at the city's southern gateway. It kind of goes on, but, you know, I wanted to kind of get the facts out there about what the city said about this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, okay, what else do you have? Have you pretty much summarized it all?
Oh, Carl, I could talk about this all day.
I know you can't.
Some of it starts to get a little bit in the weeds.
Let me ask some questions, though, okay? So,
yes, go ahead.
Okay. The fact is that Reading Rancheria owns this land. Is that correct?
That's true.
And I heard the other night, and I kind of heard what Nick said, was, hey, you've got enough. And as opposed to saying if it's your land, that you should be able to do what you want with your land, as most people do. And what I see is the same group of people that are opposing Reading Rancheria, would you say, are also opposing Costco?
Well, I think you raise a couple good points. I'll take them in reverse order.
Okay.
I think if you think about one of these sort of Venn diagrams, the overlap bubbles, certainly there are people that oppose Costco that also oppose the casino, because it's in their backyard. Those people are part of our group, you know, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
The people that oppose the casino are much, much broader than that. There's many more, our 5,000 petitioners that we have extend far beyond, you know, even just the kind of Churn Creek folks, who are great allies of ours and do oppose the project for very, you know, valid reasons. But again, we have people in town from all over Shasta County that oppose it for a lot of these mm-hmm. reasons. And again, there's no one reason our coalition opposes it. It's what makes it kind of hard to articulate sometimes is there's many reasons. There's people that are concerned about the endangered salmon. If you put an amphitheater right next to the river, that scares the fish off. And if you shine bright lights onto the river, it makes it so that their young fish get eaten.
But those are mitigating things. I mean, Costco, when they had their lights out, a neighbor to theirs who lives right next, I mean, he's right on the parking lot, says, I need you to shine your lights down instead of out, and they did that. So, I mean, those kind of things can be mitigated. Isn't that true?
Some could be mitigated, yeah, uh-huh. If it's a light that you can turn one direction or another. If it's a concert amphitheater, you can't really mitigate the sound from that. It's designed to be loud.
Yeah. And I realize you're different than maybe the – I don't. Do you live in that Church Creek bottom?
I don't.
Yeah, no. So, but many of those did. One woman got up, and I thought she she stated, hey, we stopped that shopping mall. We're going to stop this. That Churn Creek Bottom did stop the Hawking shopping mall. They did stop the car park that was going out there. And I hear a lot of the same arguments that they're using, that this is agricultural land, and it takes 1,000 years to have this type of soil. But I don't see any agriculture out there. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, again, someone has bought the land. They choose to do what they want. The fact is, that's what it's zoned for, and that's what the city intended.
Turn Terry off right now, okay? There you go. All right. Now, you're still – I'm sorry, Rob, you're talking. We somehow got another person on right there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There's cattle there now, but again, as you said, you know, the tribe has bought that land. They could choose to till it
it's
if
their,
they chose.
It's
but the
their
fact
land.
Is that's what it's zoned for. The facts don't change.
Well, yeah, but if it's their land. So, and then the other thing I heard.
Can I address that piece of it?
Sure.
They did purchase the land.
Right.
If you were at the public hearing, I think you may have seen, another really important part of that argument is the Wintu tribe got up, talked about their, historical tie to that land. And in fact, the last native peoples to live there, they claim were part of their tribe, and they opposed the project. It's an archaeological site. There are, sacred sites associated with it. And, you know, certainly I don't claim to in any way speak for the Wintu tribe, but there's clearly a conflict and dispute about that. And there are, you know, other native peoples that seem to be conflict.
Yeah, the ones from Rolling Hills are really – the ones from Rolling Hills Casino are really fighting this, as you can imagine why. Okay, going back to it's their land. Again, it's their land that they – when I hear things like it's going to impact on the economy here, I know that is that they're they've said that they're going to have 1,100 jobs and $24 million payroll every year from local people.
Yeah, is that new? You know, and again, I'm not privy to their books, certainly, but you know, the thing is, they're moving an existing business, right?
No.
So is
they're
1,100 new
no,
jobs?
No. Yeah, that it's 700 over 700 new jobs. They've got 400 people now. And now, so they have 700 new jobs. Now, let me go on, and then you can answer this. Their event center is going to hold like 1,900 people, and they are going to be bringing in some big acts. So people are going to be coming in from a lot of different places. That you know will help. You know, their hotel is going to take probably have like 215 rooms. It says 200 to 250, but I think he said 215 rooms. All those extra people have got to go someplace. They've got to go eat someplace. They've got to stay someplace. The way they described it was a destination spot for people that's going to, you know, that will be helping our economy around here. Are you saying that's not true?
I think there's a couple things. One, anytime you build some of these businesses, there's, I think, a legitimate question. I'm not an economist, an English major, but, you know, there's a legitimate question.
Yeah, I'm way over my head now, too.
Yeah, there's a legitimate question about how much you're cannibalizing other businesses. And again, you know, I'll point again to the City of Reading's letter. They talk, you know, specifically about what is this going to do to the Civic Auditorium, which has been invested in and stood back up again and is trying to bring in acts of its own. And, you know, I don't know all about the specs about what the tribe's proposed venue would be versus that one and so forth. But there's clearly that's one example of a place where
well,
it could be drawing.
I've heard rumors that we got to take a break here. But Bethel was really opposing this because of that one reason. Are you a member of Bethel?
I am not.
Okay.
I would say we probably
have
members. You know, it's 5,000, but they haven't been affiliated
sure,
with
us. Of course. You know, the same thing was said when the Sheraton was being built. It's going to impact on all the hotels around here. And if anything, it's helped the other hotels around here and other restaurants and all this. In fact, we're still building hotels here in Reading. So
sure. And again, if I were to stipulate all of that, which I haven't, but if I were to stipulate all of that, there's no reason they couldn't build the hotel and the entertainment venue on the land that they have, the casino they have right now, without going to this other land that people oppose them building on, kind of period, point blank, certainly a project of the scope and scale with the impact.
Okay, let's take a break on that. We'll be right back. We've got more people on the line, too. So we're here with Rob Karinke, who is the spokesman for Speak Up Shasta, the group that's opposing the move of the Reading Rancheria to I-5. We'll be right back.
They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know, while that's true, 'cause you got me.
Get your morning update with us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby!
Oh, we'll behave. In fact, I can have someone come out today and give you a free estimate.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Hey, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
You can start saving today. Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:50 in the morning. It's about, oh gosh, let's see, it's about 70 degrees out there. And it's going to be going up to the high 80s, in fact, into the 90s today. So it's going to be a hot day. Got Cole 45 baseball tonight, and you have Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style, tomorrow night. On the phone, we have Rob Kroenke, who is the spokesman for Speak Up Shasta, the group that's opposing the move from Reading Rancheria over to the I-5. And we have Terry on the phone. Terry, statement, questions, what?
Yeah, Rob, thanks for coming on. What I'd like to do is ask you if you would be willing to do a debate so we can hear both sides of this equation. We belong to a group called the Reading Patriots, and we stream live every Monday night, worldwide live on Facebook, and also when we did have the original debate for Senate District 1, we boasted the largest audience. I think it would be good to have a good, honest debate between yourself and the folks who want the casino on that side of town. Would you be willing to do something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a terrific offer. Yeah, if you want to drop me an email, anyone can go to our website at speakupshasta.org, and we have a contact there. It's just info@speakupshasta.org, and you could drop me a line, and we'd see if we can make it happen.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think there's probably good arguments on both sides. It'd be nice to get it aired. You know, I know that there's a lot of people, and rightly so, that are afraid of the crime. I know that living near the casino over here, that the crime has risen. But there is some positive things for the economy. So there's two sides of for everything, and I think that well, maybe not for everything.
It's a great offer, Terry. I think that's good. I think that would be something that a lot of people would like to hear. So
thanks
for the offer.
Terry makes it.
I was talking to Rob. I'm sorry.
Terry.
Yes, Rob.
And I think Terry makes a great point that you know, people should hear both sides. I'm not asking people to take my word for it. I am asking people to hear us out, you know, and talk about these things, because one of the things we've really been battling against the last, you know, 6 months or a year is people think like, oh, this is a done deal, or there's nothing that can be done about it, because it is, again, different from a normal project. It's not like the city council. You can go call the mayor and say we don't want it, or we want it, or whatever. It's a different process, and the community really has to really have to come together and decide if they want to it here and really kind of come together on one side or the other. I'd be happy
but
to
this
talk
is a,
it out.
A Bureau of Indian Affairs, they're making a decision, right?
Yeah, and
once that happens, the land goes into trust, right?
Yeah, you kind of took the words out of my mouth. What they're deciding is, can this land, obviously the rancheria can buy the land, right? The question is, can they be allowed to use it for gaming purposes? And, you know, you'd have to get lawyers on, which nobody wants, but you'd have to have lawyers explain to you what it boils down to is that usually there's a process for tribes that want to build a casino that don't have one. Right. This, they're trying to use kind of like that same process to try to use it to try and move this casino. And I don't want to get, you know, over my skis here talking about that, but there's a lot of real nuances here about whether or not, you know, there's a legitimate ability for them to kind of use this land for casino purposes.
You know,
right. And so that's
you
know, kind of yet another thing that we're up against.
Here's a couple of my concerns here. Every time that something tries to go down there that's going to build our economy, the people in that area fight it, and they fight it tooth and nail because they don't want it there. They don't want Costco there. They, you know, they don't want the Redding Rancheria there. They didn't want the car mall there. They didn't want the shopping center there. They didn't want anything there. So, and our town is right now is starting to grow. Our economy is starting to grow again. And I look at the amount of jobs it offers. I look at the things that are coming in with the new concept there. And I see, the only thing I see is, you know, again, a lot of the same people opposing any type of growth in that area. And Costco, I mean, if they for some reason fought Costco to an end, where's Costco going to go? And the impact that's going to have on our taxes. Because if Costco leaves, then that means that we're going to cut policemen and firemen because they bring in, you know, several million dollars a year into our economy. I have a real concern about that. And I have a concern that if something I heard, not from you, of course, but somebody said the other night, oh, they've got enough. They have enough. Let's keep them on the res. And, I mean, they didn't say that, but that's what they were saying. They didn't use those words. And that kind of concerns me, too, because I kind of look at it like if the Bureau of Indian Affairs says it's fine and they put this into a trust, what happens next? That's a question. What happens next?
Well, I think
Can it really be stopped then?
If the Bureau of Indian Affairs allows them to take the land into trust, then no, you probably can't stop it. But what you can do is you can oppose the ground on which they're proposing the project, okay, which is what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
It's very important that people read the report, right? It's 5,000 pages with the appendices, but, you know, it's a manageable amount if you just read kind of the summary elements.
Uh-huh.
And if you just read that report, you can see there's problems with it, right? And the city, I think the city's letter, honestly, and we'll put it on our website. It's not up there now, but I'll get it there this morning. You can get it off the city's website. They had professionals go through it, and that's a page and a half where it really goes, like, point by point. You know, we talked about the, you know, kind of the nine-story hotel piece. I won't retread that ground, but they talk about, you know, some of the wildlife concerns. They talk about the traffic specifically where there are problems with what the rancheria has submitted and the way the government's looking at it now. So we can try and block them taking this land into trust, and that's fundamentally what we're trying to do because, again, it's not like Costco, like you mentioned, where the city council is going to vote it up or down. Now, I'd like to take a moment and kind of address your concerns because I think you've got valid ones about, you know, we need economic growth in Redding and in Shasta County and in California, right? People need jobs. And, you know, we don't dispute that.
I hate to see kids move away here because, you know, that because of some of the things is public safety, you know, all those kind of things. We're short police, we're short all these things, and yet nothing, you know, it's turning away business. It's kind of dangerous.
This project wouldn't contribute to that because they're not going to pay local taxes. They would, you know, they would likely enter into some kind of agreement for the sheriff to provide public safety, like just to the casino, but they're not going to be generating that tax revenue. And, you know, a normal business would generate money for schools, for cops, for firefighters, for roads, for all of that. all this would do would be to generate money for that tribe, and they do a lot of, you know, very, very good works in the community, you know, from a health standpoint, and they do a lot of good work, and I want to just reiterate, like I said half an hour ago, we have nothing against the Wind River Casino and the Redding Tribe and all the good work they do. What we don't think is right is moving the casino to this particular place, right? It's out of step with the community. It is never designed to, you know, house project anywhere near this kind, and there are real impacts, you know, to the community, to the land, and so forth.
And to the listener here that thinks that we're obviously biased, we're just asking questions that we heard the other night, and Rob is addressing every one of them. And I don't think that you're opposed to doing that, Rob.
No, I mean,
I mean, because these are the questions that you hear.
I have a perspective. Yeah. If you, I wouldn't say it's biased. I have a perspective.
No, I'm talking about, they said I'm obviously biased toward the rancheria.
You're biased.
I'm pro.
I don't think you're biased. I think you're very fair, Carl.
Well, I'm trying to be, because I'm asking the questions that people ask. And it's the same thing when the Redding Rancheria people come on. I expect people to ask them questions, too. Like, you know, what about taxes? How much do you give back? Well, and we've run out of time. Rob, that does not be the last time you come on.
Right.
And are we already? It's only been an hour.
It's only
been
an hour.
I know. Can you believe
it? Well, we would love to have you and, Terry wants to do it, you know, over there at this Patriots meeting. We'd love to have you and a Redding Rancheria rep on to discuss this sometime.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I think that would
be
great.
Let's talk about it, for sure.
Sure.
And, again, you know, I want the community to hear both sides and have a real, you know, kind of fair and honest debate about it. You know,
sure.
We think that we've got really strong arguments. Obviously, we want people, you know, to come down on our side, but we're not trying to hide the ball on any of these issues.
Yeah, you
got to
be out front.
Or in any
That's
other
why,
way, duck the big question.
You got to ask all the questions. Okay, hey, thanks a lot, Rob. Rob Kroenke, Speak Up Shasta.
Thanks,
we've got to run.
You guys have a great day.